Good morning, Jenkins Church. Y'all are a lively bunch today, I tell you. It's a beautiful day to be in the house of the Lord, amen? The choir is alive, so that's good. All right, great. Welcome everyone to Jenkins Church this morning. Hope this is a good time of worship this morning. We have a few announcements before we begin. First off, online prayer request. If you are joining us remotely, or if you want to do it while you're here in the pews, pull out your phone and put in a prayer request that you want to share later in the prayers of the people. You can text or email the request to jenkinsprayer@gmail.com, and the folks will make sure it gets up on the screen a little bit later in the service. For Jenkins Kids today, we have Sarah and Polly and child care with Liz and Joy. So later on, it will be a time for the kids to go and do that. Pastor Jason is still on sabbatical. Definitely a very, very earned break through the middle of June. So a couple more weeks, is that right? Something like that. In the meantime, it's a good reminder that the church is more than just the pastor, more than just the person standing up here. It's all of us together, the volunteers, the congregation, everybody who's participating and attending. God calls us to be here on Sundays, to gather as his people, to build each other up and hear a word from him. So we take that seriously. This is part of our Christian discipline, if you will. But Jason will be back in a few weeks. Until then, if you have any pastoral needs, Liz Mills is on the line for you there, and you can reach her by phone, email. Just reach out to the church, and they'll make sure you get in touch with her. Also, for any administrative needs while Jason's out, please go ahead and call the church office and ask to speak with Jennifer, and she'll get you to the right place. Today is Potluck Sunday. Yay. No? Yes, ma'am? There we go. Okay. Someone's excited about that. Great. Today, after communion, it is a Mexican fiesta, so we'll find out what all goodies we have, but hopefully, please come and participate, whether you managed to bring anything or not this morning. This is open to all. All right. Jenkins Day School summer session starts soon, Tuesday through Thursday, 9 to 2 p.m., session 1 starts June 3rd, and session 2 starts July 6th, so watch for those kids through the week as they're here and continuing the ministry to the little ones that this church does so well. Our food pantry, we've got a few items. As always, check the list on the board right outside the sanctuary here, and help keep that pantry filled up for folks during the summer. All right, we have a women's event coming up, Ice Cream Social. That sounds good. Can I come? Saturday, June the 7th at 11. It's the Nash Family Creamery. If you've never been there, you have been missing out. It's a great little place out beyond Eagleville. Short drive, lovely drive through the country. Yeah, you know, I don't know if we really appreciate where we live, right? It's just this time of year, it's beautiful just to drive out in the country and just enjoy the scenery and everything that God's given us. But the ice cream is amazing. So if you can attend, please make plans to do that. June 7th at 11, reach out to Liz today if you can, and if you need to carpool. Is there anything else, Liz, you need to know about that?
I heard they have fantastic sandwiches and soup, so more than just
yes.
Ice
cream. Yes, check out the sandwiches too, but the ice cream is amazing, and it's fresh, it's made out there, it's not trucked in from somewhere else, but it's
more like
a
lunch and ice cream.
Yes, so plan for that. Also, lunch bunch this week at Hoppy's Harbor Grill. That's one I'm not familiar with. Does anybody know where that is?
Yeah,
in Smyrna. Okay. So that's.
Yes.
All right. Tuesday, June the 10th at 11:30. RSVP by Monday, June the 9th, if you want to go. To the church, just call the church office and get your name on the list.
Joyce and Steve.
Joyce, or reach out to Joyce and Steve.
They have good food.
Okay, great. I'll take your word for it. Church camps this year. If you've got kids, grandkids, neighbor kids who want or need to go to camp, there's some options here for you. The Nashville Presbytery camps are happening in June and July, and there's different camps for grades 2 through 12. Liz has more information on that, so reach out to her if you're interested in that. I know some neighbor kids who need to go to camp. So anyway, any other announcements before we... Burrito ministry. We're not doing the burrito ministry this week due to numerous things. CMAs are this week. We don't want to be downtown. No one wants to be downtown this week except for a bunch of tourists. So just be aware of that. Anything else? All right. Let's prepare our hearts for worship this morning. Thank you, Ms. Dorian. Appreciate that very much. We appreciate all the musicians that help us out from Sunday to Sunday. But that was just particularly beautiful this morning. If you will, rise for our call to worship. It comes from Psalm 47. Clap your hands, all ye peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord, the Most High, is awesome, a great King over all the earth. Our prayer of invocation. Father God, we are so thankful to be here this morning. We are just amazed at the beauty of the earth that you give us, the sunshine, the rain, the season that we're in. Father, we thank you for just blessing us through nature, blessing us through your creation. And Father, help us to understand where we fit into that. We thank you for the chance to join together here, to come together this morning as your people in your place, to worship together, to lift your name on high, to support each other, to hear a word from you this morning through the speaking and the singing. Father, we pray that you would help us build each other up as we go. Make this a special time this morning. Father, we look around and we see the different needs in our world, and Father, we pray that you'd show us how we can impact the folks around us, the people around us, and across the world. You give us so many opportunities, and make us mindful of those, and give us have your spirit move within us to reach out to others and to offer a hand or a word of encouragement or whatever way it is, whether we're giving or working or doing or whatever that is, Father. Give us an opportunity to be your hands and feet in this world. We thank you for those who are with us today. We thank you for those who can't be here. We thank you for Jason. He's on a sabbatical and traveling and getting some rest and just enjoying some time away. Father, we pray that you would bless him and his family through that opportunity. And we pray that you'd bless us while we are here and continuing to do the work of the church. We pray for Micah this morning as he prepares to bring a word. We thank you for just all the things you give us here and the blessings you provide and the opportunities you give us to operate as a church in this world. We thank you for all of this. In Jesus' name, amen. Our first hymn this morning is Crown Him with Many Crowns, number 234 in your hymnal. Scripture of assurance today comes from John 17, and if you're familiar with this passage, this is part of Jesus' priestly prayer on the night before he died. And this is Jesus' prayer for believers. This is for us. I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one, as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me, and have loved them even as I have loved you. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am, to see my glory, which you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these that have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. Our scripture of assurance. Our next hymn, Here I Am, Lord, number 149 from the Renew Hymnal.
Oh, Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. I believe at this time, y'all are being reminded on the screen that we no longer pass the plate here for offering, but you are invited to give online at this time or at your leisure. And that will move us into prayers of the people. Are there praise or prayer requests that you would like to share at this time with the congregation? Yes, Jackie.
So I'd just like to say a word of praise. I want to thank everyone again for their months and months and months of prayers for Ed and our family. And Friday he had his visit with the neurosurgeon after his craniotomy, and everything is good, and we are allowed to go on our cruise next week. Oh.
Others. Liz.
A couple weeks ago, I said Dad had a minor wreck. He's not allowed to drive for 6 months. So if you know how much he likes to go, now my mother will be driving him, so I'm not sure if that's scarier or not. But just fun for them both. So,
pray for Liz.
Yeah. It gets mom out of the house, but, you know, I don't want Dad to miss out. And so it's just that he can adjust, because that is a
yeah, absolutely.
It's wonderful to see our friend Melanie back around.
Yeah.
Ms. Louise, we have missed you, and I'm glad you're over all your crud.
Michael.
Yes.
Got a text from Peggy this Thursday. Kurt's doing a lot better. He's still on his medicine, but they're tuning the medicine and this implant that they have to work together on. But he's staying pretty good. And it's just a trial and error thing to get it worked out, but he's doing good.
My mother, Linda Philbrick, has been having swallowing issues for quite some time. They've done imaging, and she has some spinal impingement, so she may need surgery to correct that. So that's, you know, a little concerning in an older individual. So prayers for the right decision and success. Mm-hmm.
Others.
One of my coworkers, Curtis McMahon, his father, who's in his mid-80s, got diagnosed with leukemia this week. So they're going through and figuring out what the best treatment for him is. So we all keep him in his prayers.
I would like to pray for all those at the Nissan Smyrna plant that were able to weather this current economic challenge and protect all those jobs.
My daughter Katie, who was in Colorado and grew up in this church congregation, she is looking forward to the first summer where she'd be able to get out there in Colorado and hike some, but the last week of school she broke her ankle. So she is in a firm mood with Grace, trying to avoid possible surgery, and will be in some kind of brace the rest of the summer.
Mm.
So
good.
Young woman by the name of Kate Simmons, that she makes some important good decisions that have come from.
What was that name? I'm also not right now.
Kate Simmons.
If there are no others, let us pray. Julie, were there any that came in online?
No.
All right. Lord, we come to you right now, and Lord, you hear the praises and the concerns of your people. Lord, we ask that you would intervene in ways that help guide the doctors to make good decisions, Lord. Intervene in ways that bring comfort to your people. Intervene in ways that just put us into people's lives to be the comfort that you can provide. Lord, we ask these things in your name. We give you thanks for the praises. Lord, we ask for help and comfort for people who are facing insecurity in the workplace, Lord. Lord, we ask all these things in your holy and powerful name. Now help us to pray the prayer you taught your disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Hey, who moved that thing?
You didn't do it? I like to stand behind the table when I do communion. I pulled it out earlier. All right, y'all. Well, it's good to be with y'all again this morning. It's been a while since I've been here. I don't know if I've been here within the last year or how long it's been exactly. But my name is Reverend Michael Watson. I used to be the youth pastor here almost 10 years ago now. I think we've got several youth that I was their youth pastor and whatnot that have children at this point, so they're old. they're old people now. But it is good to be here with y'all again, and I guess let's get started. So do y'all want to know something weird? Well, actually, it's not that weird. That's just the way I wanted to start this sermon. And this isn't actually a universally true fact either, but one of the toughest students for us to attract at UKirk, which I didn't mention, that's where I work now. I work with college students at UKirk, MTSU, on the campus of Middle Tennessee State University. We have a house and whatnot, and we do a lot of cool stuff there. Y'all should come see us, come check us out, and send your youth our way. But one of the toughest students for us to attract at UKirk is sometimes the kid from a local church. Now, don't get me wrong, we've had plenty of UKirkians from local churches, but it never fails that I will be visiting a local church and someone will tell me about their son, daughter, niece, or nephew who is a junior at MTSU. And I'm like, oh, that's great. You should send them to UKirk. And my inner monologue is, you brought food to UKirk last week. Why didn't you bring them with you? I'm kidding. Of course, I'm just using this as an illustration. I would never be upset or annoyed with anyone for choosing not to come to UKirk. We aren't in the business of guilting people into doing anything. But in all honesty, it does sometimes feel like it's tougher to recruit local students. I've seen some of these students, the ones that I've gotten a chance to know through their respective churches, stay very involved with their local church, which is, of course, amazing. But we can't quite get that same student through the front door of UKirk. We can't quite get them into that space that their church supports that is designed specifically with them in mind. I'm not entirely sure why that is. I'm sure there are a multitude of reasons. Reasons that we don't have to worry about this morning. Our scripture this morning comes from Romans 9, verses 1 through 6. I am speaking the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience confirms it by the Holy Spirit. I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart, for I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my own people, my kindred according to the flesh. They are Israelites, And to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, the promises. And to them belong the patriarchs, and from them, according to the flesh, comes the Messiah, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. It is not as though the word of God has failed. Many scholars would agree that what we see as chapter 9 is the start of a new thematic section, a section that will carry readers through the rest of the book of Romans, or well, through the next few chapters of the book of Romans. Indeed, if you look at the preceding chapter, chapter 8, Paul was emphatic and bold in his proclamation that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ. In today's text, however, Paul is lamenting and reluctant that many of his Jewish siblings, or Paul is reluctant, Paul is lamenting the reluctance of many of his Jewish siblings to accept Christ. You know, I mentioned that some of those youth that I was here being the youth leader for are getting old. Well, I am too, because I can't see this. I can see it, just not as good. I actually had some technical difficulties this morning. The platform I usually read my sermon from or my notes wouldn't send to this iPad, so I had to like put it in Word. So it's a little bit smaller, but we'll get past that. And now I'm pressing buttons and moving stuff around, so bear with me. Paul, like the disciples, like a significant portion of the early church, and let's not forget Jesus himself, is, of course, a Jew. Earlier, I used the illustration of it sometimes being tough for us to recruit local students to UKirk. And seriously, please hear that as just an illustration. I never get upset or even bothered when students choose not to come to UKirk. Maybe a little bothered. But. As campus minister, of course, I pay attention. And when prospective students do or don't show up, you know, I pay attention, I guess. But to my point, UKirk is designed to serve the students of MTSU, and even more so, students that come from local churches. In a perfect world, these students would come to UKirk and take immediate ownership of what has been built for them. They would make lifelong friends. They would find a place where they can be themselves. They would go on meaningful trips. They would enjoy a lot of free food. And of course, many students from our local churches have done just that. And some of their fondest memories from college are their time spent with friends at UKirk. Paul, in our text today, is lamenting the fact that many of his Jewish siblings find it hard to accept what God has done, through God's Son, Jesus Christ, the incarnate Son of God, who isn't a stranger to them because he was born one of them. Paul is lamenting the fact that they can't understand or experience the freedom and love that Paul has been and is experiencing. This has broken Paul. Further into chapter 9, Paul goes on to talk about who God chooses. And he asserts that who God chooses isn't based on biological heritage. Paul references Torah to prove that God will subvert the understanding or the understood order of things to choose who God will choose. And ultimately, God chooses those who choose God. To continue using UKirk as an example, we have always prided ourselves on having a denominationally diverse group of students. We have had plenty of Presbyterians and Cumberland Presbyterians attend UKirk, but Baptists, Methodists, Church of Christ, Catholics, plenty of students from other denominational backgrounds have called UKirk home. We've even had our fair share of students who profess no faith at all to call UKirk home. Does it work best if all of our Presbyterian folk find us and become an integral part of the ministry? Absolutely. But it's also beautiful when other people can find Christ in our midst. When people from other religious backgrounds can become comfortable enough to call Ukirk a home away from home. When people with no faith, or maybe a faith they have yet to come to recognize, can find comfort and belonging among us. What does that look like in your church context? In the Feasting on the Word commentary, Kyle Fedler had this to say: the key to today's text is 9:6, which is really just a restatement of chapter 8, verses 38 through 39. Indeed, this verse is the key to Romans chapters 9 through 11. It is not as though the word of God has failed. If we look backward to chapter 8, you will see that Paul has his sights set on things to come. His words should be read with eschatology in mind. The word of God for Paul is that Jesus came and died for all. Despite that, and because of that, Paul is broken. Paul in our scripture today was willing to strip himself of the love of Christ, not that he could, and he certainly knows that. Paul is languishing over those of his siblings that are standing in their own way when it comes to realizing the love of God in Christ. But Paul finds confidence that the word of God has not failed. Hear those words from Romans chapter 8, 38 through 39. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. May we too find confidence in this, to know that the word of God has not failed, that brokenness does not get the final word, that we are invited to choose to live in and share God's love with all. Amen. All right, will y'all turn in y'all's hymnals to number 342.
Thank you.
Of communion and observing the Lord's Supper together. Will the elders that have been asked to serve please come at this time? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If those who hear my voice open the door, I will come into them and eat with them, and they with me. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are all who find refuge in God. Friends, in the Presbyterian tradition and the Cumberland Presbyterian tradition, we observe an open table, and all are welcome. Because you see, today in this moment, this is not Jenkins' church table. It isn't even a Cumberland Presbyterian table. It is the Lord's table. And all are welcome together around it. Friends, in just a second, you will be invited forward to come. And you can take the elements with you back to your seat while we will partake as one body. Let us pray. You are holy, O God of majesty, and blessed is Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who you sent your only begotten, in whom your fullness dwells, to be for us the way, the truth, and the life, revealing your love. Jesus taught those who would hear him, healed those who believed in him, received all who sought him, and lifted the burden of their sin. We glorify you for your great power and love at work in Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made us new people by water and spirit. Would you come at this time? Thank you. Jesus on the night he was betrayed took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. And he said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This is the cup of the covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. The gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us, on these gifts of your bread and wine, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be communion of the body and blood of Christ. By your Spirit, unite us with the living Christ and with all who are baptized in his name, that we may be one in ministry in every place. As this bread is the body of Christ for us, send us out to be the body of Christ in the world. Amen. I'll do it now. Friends, will you stand up? Hear this benediction. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. May we know that the word of God has not failed. Amen. Amen. Oh. Sorry, I didn't see that. Let's pray for the food. Lord, we come to you right now, and Lord, we're just so thankful to be able to gather here today. Lord, together in fellowship, to eat together around this table, Lord, this table where we are all equals before you. Lord, help us to now sit in fellowship. Take in good food, good conversation, Lord, and we bless you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right.